Now, use as directed.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich, you know what we haven't heard for a long time?
What would you like?
The what's new at DougSteffen.com.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Let's see if I can find that bad boy here.
Yeah. Is it a bad boy or a bad girl?
A bad boy.
You sure it's a bad boy? How do you know it's not a bad girl? Could be a bad girl. Who are the singers? Those were the Doug Steffen Good Day singers who did that. And I think that there were an equal number. I believe in equality here. Although I'm a little top-heavy with women, I have too many, some people think I have too many women. Some people actually don't like listening to Roberta's laugh.
Really?
Why? Yeah. What's wrong with Roberta's laugh?
It's just, well, how do I know what's wrong with somebody? How do I know it? Who knows what some people are thinking, how it is that people use, you know, their prerogatives, people decide for whatever they, the reason that they like somebody and they don't like somebody else. It's okay. It's up to them. Boy, am I having a hard time with this computer over at the CRN Digital Studio here, Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
This is, I think what I'll do for Christmas is give you a U. Can you imagine me complaining about a monitor being old?
No.
Brendan had, we had three monitors at the old house over in Santa Monica, and when Brendan was moving this stuff out, he dropped the one on the floor that's just like this one here and smashed it to a million pieces. So I'm going to, when I get off the air today, I'm taking this one and dropping it on the floor.
To buy a new one?
Right. Watch this, Jennifer.
All right,
you know
go.
That there's mercury inside those things?
Yes, I do, Rich.
Okay, so you might not want to drop it on
the floor. No, what I'll do is I'll drop it off at the nearest dump.
There you go.
How's that?
Yes.
I'll heave it. It'll be, yo, heave ho. All right, so a lot of things are going on. Did you see, first of all, yesterday's survey? We're somewhat awash in the survey today about the Steelers. How many people have gone to DougSteffen.com to see we have a little extra sports here? A girls' basketball team won a... This is something that happens too often in high school sports, where the teams... this is a college game. I think it was a high school game. Girls' basketball team beats the opponents 108-31 or 108-3. I can't. Is that a 31 or is that a 3? Whatever it is, doesn't make any difference.
Probably a 31.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, what do the coaches think about? Isn't it better to be teaching your children, the players, good sportsmanship? How is it good sportsmanship to beat another team when you know you're going to win? You put the second string in, you put the third string in, you put the fourth string in, and you don't keep pounding it home. I remember when Brendan was playing basketball in high school, how their team was pretty good, and I remember going, Tony and I used to go to every game. I remember going to one game where they're like 30 points ahead of the other team, the other school, and the coach pulled out all of the number one and two level players and put in all the freshmen who needed some time on the court. And it seems to me that teaches good sportsmanship the way it ought to be taught. Well, you're teaching, I think you're sending the wrong message. Again, whether it's a girls' basketball team, boys', it doesn't make a difference what the sport is. It just seems to me that we ought to be teaching. This is part of, we keep talking about this. What lessons in life need to be learned? Children need to learn about good sportsmanship and good conduct. And it comes in the home, it comes in the school, it comes in maybe extracurricular activities. But there's a whole string of things. What lesson do these girls...
Let me ask you something.
What?
I agree. At a certain point, you probably have to lay off once you know that it's well in hand and you're not going to have a problem. That's with high school sports. And they even do it at the pro level to an extent. If they're killing somebody, they'll put in the second and third string. But let's take another competing radio show or radio network, for example.
Right.
And let's say you're crushing them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you back off?
Well, not back off. I'm not necessarily going to back off, but I'm not going to take it.
You'd keep
if I'm there.
You'd keep jamming. And you know,
that's not fair. I have never taken advantage of anybody. I've never thought my spiritual philosophy on this, thank you for asking, is that you never really win anything if you try to take away something that somebody already has. You must go out on your own, create your own, and then if somebody who's carrying that other program, to use this as an example, wants to and thinks that your program is better, then they come over. But you never sell against other people by telling the other people the other guy's bad. That isn't the way
correct.
You would tell it. You never, there's karma like you would not believe.
Well, not only karma, it's just bad salesmanship.
Right. It is. Well, but it's created. You know as well as I do, there are a couple of people out there, a couple of programs that do just that with me. They attack me and they attack this program.
Sure. It's the easiest way to sell is not sell yourself.
I would never listen. A guy comes to me and sells me that way, I throw him out.
On the car lot when you're standing there with Mr. and Mrs. Smith from down the street.
Right.
And they come in and say, we just looked at a blank and wanted to see what you had. Okay, I have a blank over here.
Right.
Oh, you don't want to buy that. Let me tell you what's wrong with all of those cars. Never.
Nope.
Let me tell you why my car might be a better choice for you.
Right. There you go. That's it. You can't even think about it. That's the exact way to sell.
That's always
my father taught me that. My father always said to me, never compete with the competition in a negative fashion. Don't even mention their name. I mean, once in a while we kid about Bill Bennett or Mancow or that unbelievably bad America's Morning News. But other than that, the Wall Street Journal is a good competitor.
Although we like McCaslin. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can like him.
Yeah,
I don't even know that. Do I know them? I don't even think I know him.
I don't know if you do. I know him pretty well. Yeah.
So. All right. Anyway. So, next up from DougStephan.com, the story of a Packers fan who lost his job for wearing a Packers tie the day after they defeated the Bears. Did you hear this story?
No.
Yeah. And by the way,
he lost his job for that?
Right. Yeah. But the other side of the story is, I heard yesterday he has several other job offers, so he's not going to go without a job. But how do you do something like that? You talk about looking stupid in the eyes of people who work for you, people who are your customers. Duh. All right. So anyway, I guess we ought to and we'd come through with that today. Have a poll on the Super Bowl, which is a week from the Sunday, isn't it?
My birthday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer. That's right. Yeah. I'm taking you out on your birthday, am I not?
Right. We're going to go watch the football game and not care.
We're not going to watch the football game. I'm staying home if you want me to do that. What is your favorite thing about Sunday? Is it this Sunday?
No, it's a week Sunday from Sunday.
All right. So how come Kenny's asking? Kenny usually knows what's going on. Somebody find out what the story is because I'm no expert on the Super Bowl. Was there a game last Sunday?
There were two games last Sunday. There was a championship game.
So isn't there a week in between when
there's the Pro Bowl this weekend in Hawaii and then the Super Bowl the next weekend.
Oh. So do we need to fix our poll?
Fix our poll,
Reggie.
Let me go look at it.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, the story about at DougStephan.com, this grand piano.
Yes,
that turned up
to fix our poll.
Oh, yeah, in Miami on the sandbar.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Isn't that hilarious?
This is like Liberace's dead. Who else would be playing this sort of thing out on a sandbar?
It's just a piano, like grand piano. How many thousands of pounds does it weigh?
Yeah, about 1,800 pounds. Yeah. And who would be out there playing it? I want more.
So bizarre.
Yeah, it is kind of bizarre. But that's what we focus on. Those are kind of the good stories that people love to know about. Some more good stories. I want you to focus on some of the great things. You'll learn a lot if you spend some time, like Roberta's Queen of Cheap is there at thegooddayshow.com, 15 after the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through February 26th, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sounds like that song. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of it now. It's a fairly popular song. Really.
I love how your mind works. Everything you hear in your life reminds you of a song.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it has a song. I've been around a lot of music all my life. Yeah. I've been fortunate. All right, let's go back to this story, this astonishing story about, this is a, by the way, a Christian school, Christian girls school, their basketball team. And the head coach said, he regrets leaving his team the first in there, so the team scores. It was 108-3. That was the score, not 31. I'm looking at an exclamation point on one of these after three, exclamation point. So the coach says it was the worst message he could send to his students. So at least, as a matter of fact, the administrators of the school called the other administrators, the other school, to apologize. They were embarrassed after what they'd done, and the principal said it was disrespectful. All right, so how about why you don't think about that when it's actually happening? Is the heat of the game? I mean, this is back to the old business that we keep talking about the aggressiveness of our society and how even what we were saying a few minutes ago, Richie, about killing the opposition, wiping out your competitor, the language, the jargon, the way we teach people, and these damn video games. You know, there's been a lot of talk. Mayor Bloomberg in New York held a press conference, I think the day before yesterday, was Monday, talking about how he wants New York to deal with all the gun violence, or how he wants New York to be protected from gun violence. But it was a general treatise on gun play, gun violence, how these people get their guns, yada, yada, yada. And there was a lot of food for thought in it, including the jargon that we use. And we've talked about this here before, how we pick our words and how it comes from the television shows that are so violent. Murders. Any drama on TV is going to be all about murder, right? Mm-hmm. How many movies are about murder? How these video games, right? So these kids learn that stuff, and they translate it also on a basketball floor or a football game. And it's wrong. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
2-1.
Everybody,
later alligator, after a while crocodile, see you later alligator,
after a while crocodile. If you have visited DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com over the last 24 hours, you have seen the travails, the Riverside, California condo complex. Pretty surprised. They found a 5.5-foot monster lizard strolling through their park.
One day this week.
Animal services officers say they've gotten a lot of calls reporting some of these monstrous reptiles, but they normally get these little bitty garden snakes and stuff like that. So you can imagine the surprise these people got from the Riverside Police Department when they went into this condo and saw this 5.5-foot monitor lizard wandering around. This is the biggest. The dog control officer was scared, said, this is the biggest thing I've ever had to approach. You know, a lot of towns have women in charge of the animal rescue or the animal control, or whatever they call it. And so this woman apparently was not able to wrestle the lizard. She said it was like a Godzilla creature. Well, you know what? How silly that is. It's 5.5 feet. You know how big Godzilla was? These people
was
are given
like a,
to hyperbole.
You know, a 20-story building, right?
Yeah, but you see a 5.5-foot lizard. I mean, it looks
might
like
as well be that big.
You're not going to like it.
It looks like a dinosaur. I mean, it looks like something from prehistoric times.
And you know what? This is what's happening. The same sort of thing's been going on, mostly in Florida, though. I'm sort of surprised California. In Florida, when I lived there, spent a lot of time there, people would flush. They'd go to the pet store. They go and they buy a snake. Like Roberta's got a snake for a pet. How long have you had that snake?
Exactly.
You've had it for how long?
Gosh, I've had this snake probably 6 years at least.
6 years. All right. How big is the snake? Describe the snake for us.
The snake, it's called a rat snake.
A rat snake.
It's a type of corn snake, but corn snakes are brown and orange, and this one is brown and black.
Yeah.
And usually when you have snakes that you bring to schools and places, you know, where you're going to let the kids handle the snake and bring it out, this is the type of snake that they use because they're very docile, except for mine, who is a real nasty guy.
Really? So why do you keep it?
Well, you know, he was left. He was left on my doorstep in his home, and it said, "Hi, my name is Monty," and he says, "It said, I nip. Feed me one or two nice mice or a big rat every week."
Huh.
Once a week they eat. That's it.
What sicko would leave that on somebody's doorstep?
Left it on my doorstep.
Somebody who knew Roberta pretty well.
Because they already knew that I had a tarantula and an iguana. The iguana.
So you know who it was?
No, I have no idea who it was. So we feed it rats. So I buy the medium sized rats. They're about, I don't know, from
is that like
to
a
tail.
Combo? I'd like the medium combo, please.
About you know 10 inches
rat.
Long, and we keep them in the freezer next to the ice cubes, and we warn people when they go in for ice that there's frozen rats.
Well, blue light special on aisle 4.
So that's crazy. His name is Monty, as in Monty Python, but he's not a python. He's a rat snake.
Right,
get it?
So, yeah.
You are absolutely, without a doubt, the weirdest person I've ever met.
In Florida, I don't know why it seems to be more in Florida than any place else, where these things are popular. You go to the pet stores and you can buy these things.
Yeah.
And the kids, they buy them. The parents don't exercise good judgment. They get these things for the children. The children don't know what to do with them. Then the things get bigger and they get afraid of them.
And they go
so they flush
wild,
them.
Right.
They either let them
so
out.
Cool
in this
watch
case,
them eat.
This is what happened. This lizard, they got too big for the family to handle it.
That's
so they just drove down the street and they let her out, bingo bango. It's going to wander around until it finds something to eat, like a cat or something, or a small dog.
He's very docile, this guy. They said he was probably, you know, somebody's pet for a long time.
The lizard.
So docile.
The 5-foot lizard.
Yeah, they said he's very docile.
But still, put yourself in that position of seeing this thing. You're coming, you're sleepy, and you're on your way to work. You walk around the corner, and this 5.5-foot thing staring your face 28 after.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every year, thousands of people travel to get access to Europe's most famous museums. But here's a tip for art lovers. There are some notable new museums and exhibits that are just a little closer to home. In St. Petersburg, Florida, the Dolly Museum is reopening after a $34 million investment. The museum has doubled in space to hold the priceless collection. Even the building itself is considered to be a work of art. Or if French Impressionism is more to your style, head to Houston. The Museum of Fine Art in Houston will house Impressionist and Post-Impressionist paintings from 17 artists. It's the only city in the country that will hold these works while the National Gallery of Art renovates its galleries. Meanwhile, a Picasso exhibition from Paris is currently traveling throughout the United States. Right now it's in Seattle, then it heads to Virginia. Of course, I'm not saying that you should cancel your next trip to Barcelona or Paris, but if you're planning to remain stateside, you've got plenty of options when it comes to getting your European art fix. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty, starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Hardwood floors
for America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Studios of CRN Digital, the headquarters of Jennifer Horn's family's enterprise, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, at least my end of it. Jennifer's down the street. Richie's down the he's down around the corner. He's going to pick me up and take me to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Roberta says nobody's going anywhere because it's snoring, but what does she know?
Hmm.
May not be a, maybe
where
a
there's a will, there's a way.
You know, there is. Yep. You, Doug,
you're
going to
land that plane yourself, no matter what.
No. I knew he was coming in, and I checked his flight time, and I told this storm to properly align itself so that the storm would start after he gets here.
Thank you, Rich.
And be well gone and cleaned up by the time he leaves
tomorrow. Good. Thank you. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Faz. I got to say something before we move on. I give the newsmaker of the day.
Here we go.
Okay. Can the Reagan boys give it a rest? I'm just sitting in the toilet.
Doesn't it get old?
Listening to Michael Reagan. There's an ad here for Michael Reagan talking about his father. The same old yada he's been pounding away at for years. Now, Ron Reagan comes out with a book that says his father was suffering from Alzheimer's in the second term. Well, come on.
That's
will you guys give it a break? Never mind. Both of them. The guy's dead. Leave him alone. We've got great memories of Ronald Reagan. These two back and forth. Give it a rest. Go find a way to make a living on your own instead of resting on your father's laurels. Good God.
Do you think they really like each other?
No, they don't like each other at all.
I know.
No, they don't like each other at all. But it's just enough already with it. Yeah, Michael and I have been friends for a long time. He's gone off the deep end the last 3 or 4 years, pretty much since his father died. And, you know, it's all of this. Every spot he ever does, every time he ever appears, my father, Michael, you're a grown man. Come on, will you please take it from a friend? Drop your dad. Live on your own. Make it on your own. Ron Reagan. Stop. I sound like Don Rickles. That's what I... but it's old already. Give it a rest. Go away with that stuff.
Michael used to...
God.
He would get very, very upset when listeners would call in to the show.
Yeah.
And because we produced his radio show when he was on.
Yeah, wow.
And Every caller would start out, loved your dad.
Yeah.
Loved your dad. Big fan of your dad. Big fan of your dad. And it's just,
I was a big fan of his dad, too. But
yeah,
everybody that meets him tells him that, though. That must get annoying after a while.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. All right, anyway, I had to get that off. I was just so tired.
He's a good guy, though.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy. I like him a lot. But
they get each other and all that.
Yeah, I like Ron, actually.
They do like each other. They just
have different night and day on politics. Yeah, Ron's actually a very good guy.
They're both good guys.
Yeah, he's a good guy, too. But it's just, I don't know Ron as well as I know Michael, but give it a rest. Where's Patty Davis, the sister, by the way, who's always that kind of hot, I thought.
She's laying low.
Really? She ought to be. They all ought to be. Go away. Leave us alone. Let's get somebody start writing a book. It's time to write books. What is Chelsea Clinton? That'd be a good book. My Dad and Me by Chelsea Clinton. Wouldn't that be a great book? I think that'd be a great book.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. But, you know, as Oprah was saying, here I am back at Oprah again. I was talking earlier about how we've over-Oprah-ized everything and the focus this week on her meeting her sister. The one thing she did say that I thought was pretty interesting was how everybody that she's hired over the past 20 years has pretty much turned on her, written a book, taken advantage, done something to capitalize on their relationship with her, and even somebody else in her family did a rat job on her a few years ago. Another sister.
Oh, let's update this. We were talking yesterday about how her sister, who had passed away a few years ago, the one who was an addict, had ratted her out about her being pregnant and having a baby at 14.
Yeah.
And yesterday, right around this time, we were wondering what happened to the baby.
Baby died.
And where was the baby, and did she give it up for adoption? And I got information yesterday. Apparently, the baby passed away.
Baby died. Anyway, so Gail King on her radio program was talking to Oprah about how it was they all knew about this in November, and the audience, there were 300 people in the audience, they all knew what was going on. The show was taped in November. It didn't air until the other day, and nobody told the story. Nobody went to the tabloids. Nobody ratted her out. And I thought that was actually pretty good. Indication of what the good is. There are more good people than bad.
Wait a minute, what?
Far and away. The show was taped in November, and it didn't air till the other day. So there were 300 people in the audience that knew the story, and it never got out.
All right, never. Here's my other question then.
Yeah?
Because I saw part of the show, and part of the footage that they showed was of them together at their first meeting at Oprah's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so I just said it. It was taped in Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving time, the audience.
So they taped it like the week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. They've been on hiatus for the month of December.
Wow.
All right, time for our newsmaker of the day and your chance to win a swell prize from us here on Good Day.
Hey, you think they make all of the people in the audience sign?
Maybe, because you would think you would have heard about it before.
I bet you they make them sign and say, we will sue your pants off if you leak any of this.
Yeah, maybe. And in place of that, I'm going to give you a refrigerator. Everybody in the audience today gets a new refrigerator. Okay. Our newsmaker of the day today is Ahmed Galani. Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. Ahmed Galani. Who is Ahmed Galani, and why is he our newsmaker of the day? 800-510-8255. A bit late with the 2020 news quiz. I want to get this done because we've got to get Dr. Ken in here. A lot of medical news to catch up on today. But today's newsmaker is Ahmed Galani. Why is he the newsmaker of the day? Call, please, as soon as you can with the information. 800-510-8255. One of the other stories pulled from DougStefan.com is the story, we are doing a lot of animal stuff today, a group of wild African chimps figured out how to deactivate traps left by hunters, the snares that are set out by hunters. The clever chimps, somehow or other, were filmed by scientists. Somebody has figured out, there's a journal called Primates, and these scientists put cameras around in Guinea where they knew these animals were and they knew the trappers were. The trappers didn't know there were cameras. So they watched these chimpanzees basically take apart the traps that had been set for them. Instead of Drew Beer.
You gotta love it.
You know what I love about this?
Smart.
Yeah.
How we have all these animal shows.
You gotta love it.
Where it's the kind of documentary style. Look at the monkey figure out the trap.
Yeah.
He has figured out how to unhinge the trap and get through the fence. Yeah. You ever wonder whether God or somebody else has a TV show up there for other, like, super beings that watch us go, look at the monkeys run the radio show.
Yeah.
Watch him press the buttons.
I always think we're God's ant farm. That's
exactly,
you know what?
Yeah. No, that's
we
exactly
think
what
of
I'm
ourselves
saying.
As being not supreme beings, but we think of ourselves as being at
we're
the
just
top
another
of the
animal,
chain.
That, and there's exactly. somebody like, up above us that watches us
we
the same way we watch
right.
the ants.
Exactly. We know how to communicate maybe a little bit better in that we can understand. But these people, listen to me, these animals all have ways of communicating.
They're
you
like.
Think,
when they're like, look, they figured out how to do a nuclear bomb. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, you silly. The fact that Frankie came over last night, this is the first time Charlotte has seen Frankie since last April. And Charlotte was uncomfortable at best. Mm-hmm. But the two of them, when they got together, did their dance and they had their fun. And they were kind of cute together. But they're talking. They have a different way of expressing themselves. They all both go up, find the same spot, and pee in it. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. There's a communication that goes on. They do. They're
talking
about
the same thing when we see each other.
Yeah, just right. like the men's room.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go pee together.
Roberta, you want me to go? Well, no. All right. In a moment, Dr. Ken
territory.
Is here. And
Dr. Ken will not be able to join us today.
What happened? Is his wife still in the hospital?
Yeah, she's having a little bit of...
No.
So, yeah,
she okay?
Yeah. Apparently she's fine, but...
All right, then I can give her the... I can feel... comfortable about giving the report on smoking and obesity?
Sure.
I can give that report.
Okay.
All right, I'll do that for Dr. Ken. Meanwhile, Richie, we're looking for the identity of the newsmaker of the day, please. 800-510-8255 as you screen the calls, or Michael does.
Yep.
Ahmed Galani. Why was he the newsmaker, or is he the newsmaker, present tense, the newsmaker of the day? Ahmed Galani.
Does he go to college?
Does he go to college?
And does that have to do with...
If he's going,
something he might have done in college.
This
is what my search pulled up. I want to see if I'm right. Science?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
He's going to be learning some things over the next few years, but it won't be because he's in college.
Okay. How's
that little hint?
Okay.
800-510-8255. You got the wrong. How many Ahmed Galanis can there be? It's like how many.
I'm thinking there's
how
a
many
lot.
Rich McFaddens can there be? You know how you find out? You go to Facebook. Or you go to search somebody, like you put in somebody's name, Google search, and look at all the names. You think you know this one person, and like all of the, I was looking for somebody last night. Matter of fact, it was Peter Johnson. Rich, remember Peter Johnson, the lawyer in New York?
Yeah.
I lost his number, and I wanted to get to him. So I put Peter J. Johnson, and I figured he was junior, and like a dozen different Peter Johnsons came up. And, oh, stop it. Will you please, Jennifer, grow up. You too, Roberta. 800, his middle name is not... Richard. Let's see. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
With it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
800-510-8255, a little medical information moment. First, though, let's get to today's newsmaker. A gay calls in. Who is Ahmed Galani, gay?
Is he the underwear bomber?
The underwear bomber.
Ah, the guy that tried to blow up the Detroit plane with his underwear. Mm. The only thing he blew up was his privates.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he really did. He really broke his...
He burned them pretty severely.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Well, you're on the right course or path, Gay, but you're not quite there. You're pretty close. Thank you for the call. Kevin, who do you think Ahmed Galani is?
I believe he was a former Guantanamo terrorist. Quitted on 280.
Guy must have a Verizon phone.
Oh, no. He thinks he was the Guantanamo guy that was acquitted a few weeks ago.
Dave, who do you think Ahmed Galani is?
The man who was just sentenced for bombing the embassies in Tanzania and Kenya.
Correct. Right. He was convicted a couple of weeks ago. He got life in prison yesterday in the Manhattan courtroom, so he's on his way to life in prison. His life isn't worth a plug nickel. He'll last a month or two, and somebody's going to stick a shiv in his ribs. That'll be the end of him.
Wow.
Look at Doug using prison talk.
A shiv? I mean, what do you think's going to happen to the guy?
That's pretty much it.
Going to happen to him. Hi, Dave, where are you?
California.
All right, hold on just a second. We'll send you a nice gift, courtesy of the folks who are in the gift closet. If you know, they come out of the closet with these gifts. Yesterday, we were talking about this survey that suggests most people still go to work when they are sick. And our poll reflected that yesterday. We asked the question, do you go to work when you are sick? Let's see here. How did this shake out? 39% of you said sometimes. I don't want to waste a sick day when I really need to, if I'm really sick. 39% of you said that. 26% of you said, no, I stay home, keep my germs to myself. 23% of you said, yes, they are counting on me, so I go to work when I'm sick. And 12% of you said, only if there's something very important that I have to do. I don't know about you guys. I'm very fortunate. I don't get sick very much, but I will tell you that there are a lot of people. I was listening to two or three radio hosts on my way over to the studio this morning, Jennifer. They all had colds. And they're all California-based people.
I got one out now, and I've talked to two or three people that have been
right
down.
Dr. Ken wants you to know about a new report released in the United States. This is not, I don't know, this is news? No, I don't think so. The worst life expectancy that it's had for decades, and much worse than many first world nations because of smoking and obesity. National Research Council reports that while smoking bans are now common. American smoking habit goes back 50, 60, 70 years when our rates were so high here. So the consequences of that, along with eating too much, have cut the average lifespan down by 7/10 of a year. That's outrageous. Aye, aye, aye. What are you doing to yourself?
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A Van Halen performance of Pretty Woman. Eddie Van Halen, 56 today.
Woo.
So our movie music comes from the film Weird Science, something Roberta really enjoyed. Anthony Michael Hall was in this. Remember, I didn't know who he was, Richie, until we had him on the program.
Yeah, I was mortified because...
I know you were.
Yeah.
But it was okay. We're good.
I'm a big fan.
Bill Paxton was in this film. Kelly LeBrock, who was married at one point in time to Steven Seagal. Isn't she, Chucker? Is she the
she
one,
was,
the lady
yep.
in the red dress? She's the one, right? Shit over the grate in the film. And the, wasn't that her?
It was, yep.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Weird Science being one of the John Hughes films.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr. was in that movie as well.
Yes.
All right, so that's how we get started. 54 minutes after the hour. Chuck Curry, we've had enough of the... don't you think we've had enough of the Academy Awards? I heard it once. I heard it a dozen times. Regular radio shows, the guys go on the air, and all they can do creatively is read. Okay, here's what's up for Best Picture. Oh, here's what's up for Best Actor. Here's who's up for Best... Hello. And you can't... Well, at least find some sound from some of these movies and play it, for God's sakes, instead of going through the list. And there still is a buzz about this Haley Steinfeld, I think, from True Grit, as far as supporting actress. Any other buzz on any of these people before we put these names to rest for a while till actually the event takes place, Chucker?
Not really. I mean, the only I think for mainstream fans, the only thing you have to shake your head is that, like I said yesterday, that Christopher Nolan continues to get ignored by the Academy,
yeah.
Directed Inception, and, you know, the two Batman films. The guy's a great talent, but doesn't get the recognition he deserves. But other than that, you know, I don't really, as I get older, I care less, I got to be honest with you.
Really? All right. So let's move on to our trivia today. This is a movie from 1983 That is the name of the movie is used as a line in oh so many stories. I'll give you that much information. Starring four, five, actually arguing that this last guy whose birthday is today, he's 70, is a major star, but certainly four major stars. This guy's a well-known actor, and I like him as well. So they're all almost of equal quality and understanding and recognition. Here's the first clue.
I was looking at the pictures on your wall, and I was wondering, how come a fancy pilot like Slick over there doesn't have his picture up there? What do you have to do to get your picture up there anyway?
You have to die, see?
Got it?
800-510-8255. You got a chucker?
I do not, no.
Know the answer? You'll win the prize. We've never won before in Movie Moments.
One of your favorite movies, right?
This is a good movie, yeah. I like this movie. All right, go ahead. Next clip.
Request permission to relieve bladder.
Gordo, look, the man has got to go. Now, it's either that or we get out the lug wrench and let's go pry him out.
Do it in the suit.
Permission granted to wet your diapers anytime, son.
All right.
I know it. Yep.
You know it is. All right. So one more clip. Go ahead, Richie.
Virgil I. Grissom. Or...
Gus.
What was that?
Gus. Nobody calls me by that other name.
Gus. An astronaut named Gus.
Yeah. All right. 800. These are good stars. 800-510-8255. Chucker, I am... reading article after article after article on this chick flick starring Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher, Urban, what is it called? No Strings Attached, right? Yeah.
Yeah, which was number one at the box office this weekend.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's the hottest thing in the business. But, you know, Black Swan, which will most likely get an Oscar, she's got this movie, and she's got three or four other movies coming out in the next 4 months.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, who also has another... I knew we'd come out. Liam Neeson is in another action film.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks pretty good. So do we think The Green Hornet is another buddy movie along the same lines? That was number one a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it's done fairly well. It's done about $65 million. I haven't got a chance to catch it yet. I want to go see it in the next week or two. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Seth Rogen being cast as The Green Hornet, but...
Yeah.
Supposedly, they've written a script to, it's more of an action comedy than an action movie. But
it looks almost silly. Like it, so. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can find an answer to what that movie was. Richie, I'll leave it to you to introduce who it is that you would like us to talk to.
Jamie is next.
Jamie, hi, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you,
sir? That's good. We're doing well, thank you. What's the name of that movie?
The Right Stuff.
That is Sam Shepard, Ed Harris, Barbara Hershey, Dennis Quaid, and Scott Glenn, who turned 70 today. Good job. Thank you. Hold on a second.